Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Obviously, thank you, Kathy, for honoring me with this award. Like I said, and I'm being true, no one really cares. Like, I'm being very serious. You know, I never aimed for this type of award. My dad taught me that early on. It's all about winning. And that's why, you know, I took this job, because Joe was like, if you take this job, we got to win a championship in 5 years. And so that's the goal.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, that was Natalie Nicasse.
Coach of the Year.
For the Valkyries, and she relayed that story. That was from her when she won the Coach of the Year, and she said that Joe Lake had basically said, you got to win a title in 5 years. And it just got me to thinking,
yeah,
that maybe he's on to something.
Well, Steve Laker. Kerr won his inaugural season. He got it done the first, right out the gate.
Yeah. I mean, so here's what I was thinking. I mean, if you're an owner of a team and you set up an expectation that something's got to happen in a certain amount of time and you make it that cut and dry, then nobody's got any gripes. You don't have any gripes. It's like, you know why you get fired, and you know why you get retained.
But it takes a village, too. So Joe Lacob was in part of that, or any management guy that says you've got to win one in five.
What I'm saying is, if he were the owner of the San Francisco 49ers, and he said, we need to win a title in 5 years, does that tell him, would Kyle Shanahan have been fired by now? By Joe Lacob?
You want my honest opinion?
Yes.
And I give it to you. No, because he got there. And obviously, Stoney, he got there, and he got there twice. So that's just me. And Lacob said it, and Lacob's demand. So, you know, are you really telling me if Kyle got to the NFC Championship game, didn't get to the Super Bowl, win the championship, that a guy like Joe Lacob would say, you know what? Yeah, it was cute. Fans, lightweight, happy, disappointed. But, man, we were one of four teams left. You're out of here. And if you take him at his word, that could happen. But, man, there's a lot of good stuff and fun times in a run that would get you, you know what I mean, as close to the chip as possible.
But the way I'm looking at it is, let's say Lacob would have said, or Lacob said, yeah, you know, 5 years, we got to get to a Super Bowl. We've got to get to a Super Bowl in 5 years. Well,
I ain't mad at that.
He got to the Super Bowl. Yeah. So he did what you needed him to do. But it's just here's what I was thinking about with Shanahan. And we do this all the time. Okay, Kyle Shanahan, he's been here 8 years. Let's talk about Kyle Shanahan. Okay, one side be like, oh, the guy's an unbelievable coach. He's a great coach. He's gotten to two Super Bowls. He's gotten to NFC Championship games. Knocked on the door twice. Obviously one of the brightest minds in football. And, you know, he's a great coach. Okay. And then there's the other side that says, actually, he's missed the playoffs four times in 8 years. And, you know, they still haven't gotten it done. And he's had a hand in some of those losses, particularly in the Super Bowl. So if you set up an expectation when you hire a guy, then there's never going to be an issue if you fire him.
But when you're going,
when Steve Kerr leaves and they bring in who?
Mark Jackson.
Mark Jackson. They bring Mark Jackson back. All right, Mark, you got to get to the Western Conference Finals in the first 3 years. Okay, that's the goal. If you get there, you get an extension. If you don't, you're fired.
Yeah.
I like
the Kyle part, not loving. You do it because you always, what word am I looking for, Stani? You cook the books in regard to helping your argument. And when we want to talk about bad Kyle, we'll talk about how many times he's not made it. But from afar, all the kudos, the announcers, the players, and just what York, and I'm using the Niners as an example here, just Chip Kelly was a nightmare. Tom Sula, Joan and payroll was a nightmare. So when you get some continuity, a guy that, you know, has brought you back and taken the likes of Jimmy Garoppolo and now Brock Purdy to the cusp of winning it all, Stani, I think that the most eager owner to step back and say, hey, when we did make it a couple of those years, Jimmy Garoppolo, our starting quarterback, had a high ankle sprain. This happened or that happened. But I think you take it all with a grain of salt, Stani, and see the more good than bad. And that's why Kyle right now, even though he hasn't won, wouldn't you say, Stani, if we did a draft of NFL head coaches, and I know the conversation is bigger than just Kyle, he's going top three because he's going top three in mine.
Top three?
Yeah, in the NFL right now.
Top three?
Oh, McVay, Andy Reid, and Kyle.
Well, I mean, don't say it like it's a done deal. What about John Harbaugh?
It's been a while for John, but he's got one.
What about Sirianni?
Huh?
I'm just saying.
What
about Saleh with the Jets?
He got fired.
Well, but he was still a great coach, right? Absolutely got a raw deal. I'd say he's a top five coach.
Yeah,
Saleh absolutely got a raw deal.
For sure.
Boy. But I love the premise of, hey, do it and you're done. Have we ever really seen that, though? So if I asked you right now on this beautiful Thursday, if the Vols don't win it under Natalie in 5 years, you think she's gone off of that premise? I if they got there, Stani, or got to the conference finals, I think she's going
to
be
here. You want me to be true? Yeah. I think she would get fired.
Okay.
Especially now, and I'll tell you why, is because in their first year, they made the playoffs. So that's now the baseline.
Well, so much so that they had the Laver Cup here. So Lega must have not thought they were going to do that in year one.
So they have, in their first year, they make the playoffs. I think they were 500, maybe a game or two over. I mean, they better be better next year, right? I mean, this is what Lega kind of demands.
All right, Castani, I'm being real and I'm interrupting. Can we role play and you be Lakeup and I'm Natalie? We're year five. We've made the playoffs every year, but we haven't won a chip. How do you tell me I'm out of here?
So,
Mr. Lakeup, you wanted to see me?
Move on, Joe.
We're going to go in a different direction, and I'm sure it doesn't come as a surprise to you. The goal was to win a title in 5 years. We haven't done it. I'm going to get somebody in here who hopefully can do it.
Well, I'm looking at these past draft classes, Mr. Lakeup, and you haven't given me.
I'm firing the GM too. Yeah, she's gone.
I don't think you would. Daddy, stop.
Some owners have standards, Lakeup has standards.
I would if I were one. I'm just, dude. I think this season you might call me crazy, and I really do love an appreciation day if we had it for the Valkyries. So. If anybody's listening and can help, and I can be a part of it, MC or what have you, they deserve that. But enough with that. Stani, I think this bought her some time. How about this, making the playoffs in year one? I got you. But I mean, come on, man. That's private school standards of in 5 years, you got to hoist a trip. And you're right. Kyle would be fired under that metric, right? He would be gone.
Yeah.
But he got there, had a 10-point lead.
That's not enough. To Joe Lacob.
I wouldn't want that owner to be my owner.
So I got to tell you, I'm talking to Spadoni and Lubman and, Shasky had left.
Because we got somebody in jail right now. Uncle Looney's in jail on the chat.
Who?
Uncle Looney.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
He's in the pen.
Apparently we got issues with the YouTube chat. And I did get some clarification from Lubman. I said, so some guys are banned from the chat. They're not. And he goes, yeah. And I said, well, who? And he's like, oh, a lot of people. I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, well, yeah.
Well, he's like, banned from 6 to 10.
I said, what about Uncle Looney? Okay. And of course, now every time we say that name, the boss just, he grits his teeth.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, because he's like, nobody knows who he is. Like, stop talking about him. Anyway.
Well, you're not doing a show for just him.
No, I know.
Wow. You're doing a show for a lot of people.
Exactly. No, I'm kind of with him. We can't harp on Uncle Looney.
But free him, Stein.
Apparently Lubman said I said, why? He goes, yeah, he's just trying to do too much.
Hold on.
He's on Shasky too hard.
6 to 10, they're banned. We can unban them from 10 to 2.
Oh, go ahead. I don't know how to do it. I don't know how to do it.
No, but I don't, I'm just saying. Yeah, but if you come in with my teammates, you got to. Uncle Looney in the pen.
In the interest of clarity and transparency, according to Lubman, this person was doing too much,
right.
And he was all over Shasky. So you're banned.
Who looked great today in pink. Pink coming back.
And
haters!
And there it is again.
He looked great. What?
And there it is again.
Pink coming back?
I brought it back.
The amount of people that are guys that act like they're huge. Not. Just
huge.
Tell us who the real Steinmetz is. I started the baggy shorts in 80, in 74.
I did.
Stop. Swag wasn't even around then.
Please.
But you did go to Rick James' concert.
Plus, the Valkyries were hurt this year, too.
Dude, that's another big part. Great point.
That just sounded so goofy. I've never heard you say that before. Great point.
I might need to slow down.
Man.
Evan, I'm in an extremely good mood. I don't know why, but boy.
Does the raccoon have you feeling about life today? You made it out alive?
And I did look getting in the car this morning. It was daytime, but I was looking around my whereabouts like, all right, he's gone.
So are you getting something patched up or?
No, my wife's got a hand. Oh, boy. Here comes a handyman, KK. He's at the house, so he'll go up there.
Now, do you know him? Or is...
They went to school together.
Oh, my goodness.
But it bothers me because I've said it to some people. They're like, oh, really?
So what you're saying is when he's over there, class may be in session.
You're an ass.
Hear what you say. Wow. I might have, dude, oh my God. Just hearing you say that, whoa. Oh, boy.
Oh, man.
I'd be like Cal Ripken and Kevin Costner. Remember that? Cal Ripken was getting ready. The streets say Cal Ripken had his, the streak going for straight games being played. And he showed up to the stadium and thought his wife might be doing something. It was with Costner. And he then left to go check the house to see what was going on. You ain't heard that story.
I vaguely.
You can Google it. But
vaguely. Wasn't it like a power outage or something?
Somebody help. Yeah.
Sounds like it's an urban myth.
Now, I believe it might have been real. Anyway, nothing like that going on at the Johnson household.
Is that one of the more fabricated sports streaks in the history of sports? I'm just saying, like, there's so many times when they would just have him start and then take him out in the second inning.
Come on, quit finessing this. The game in the system.
Iron Man.
Oh, man.
So, talking to Lubman and Spadoni.
Why do I want to call the house right now?
Wow. Don't.
That's right.
Don't.
Yeah. Hey.
Check the ring. Check the ring.
Yeah.
They usually use the back door.
That's a 5E.
I mean, although the one thing I've...
Hey, God, let's
You know,
stop.
If the guy's climbing out the window, I don't think it's going to register at the door.
Hey, stop, I don't like this. Oh, man. Oh, boy.
All right. Am I an idiot? Did I just miss something yesterday with Butler, Jimmy Butler, and people getting all excited about Butler calling the Warriors?
I loved it.
I must have missed something. So I didn't get it.
Shasky didn't like it. It sounded like you didn't either. Well, you just got here. You got paid. Okay, he's being a leader. Who cares what? I mean, he's one of your better players.
I guess I didn't realize that what maybe alarmed people is that that's how it starts with Jimmy Butler. Yeah, he goes into the frame. Hey, you want me to do something? What's going on here?
That's being the leader.
Jimmy Butler, 3 months into the Warrior tenure. Hey, what's going on here, by the way? Joe, Jimmy Butler. Hey, Jimmy, how you doing? Hey, Joe, what's going on, man? Jimmy, what do you mean?
He's trying to win.
What's going on with Kuminga? Yeah, it's a negotiation, Jimmy. Appreciate your interest. And, hey, Joe, we got to win a title. You need to sign this guy, or you need to trade him. But we need some clarity. What is going on here?
I loved it.
I mean,
yeah, Shasky.
Now, if Butler calls and goes, hey, anything I can do with the Kuminga situation?
Well, that's how I took it.
Other people didn't take it that way.
Well, they got bigger problems than Butler and Dre. I love seeing that, though. It's go time, and they want to know what's happening. And, again, this is Monty Poole put out a tweet this morning, NBC Sports Bay Area. We need to get him on, Stoney. It looks like Kuminga's camp may take this all the way to October 1st.
I got a prediction.
Let's go.
It won't go till October 1st.
But would you have a problem with me saying on the 18th of September, the fact that there's no decision yet feels like October 1st? Would you give me that?
No.
It's hijacked the whole offseason.
Well, it actually hasn't.
There's been
no offseason.
Is Tito Horford going to be, that's his nickname, is Al Horford going to be at Media Day?
Probably not.
Probably not. Think about that, Evan. Yeah. Couple more days.
I think something's going to happen in the next, I don't know, week or so. I really do.
Dude, did you hear Willard and Dibbs on your drive home yesterday? I got to give them credit.
No.
They were talking about Kuminga and how we're back here, but they used the Kuminga subject as drugs. So Dibbs went into, when you go to a meeting, when you're kind of addicted to some substance.
Right.
And he did the whole, hi, I'm Dan. And then Willard went doing the nose, like, just because we're back here again. I was laughing my ass off. I got to give him kudos for that. I thought you were P1.
Yeah, but I...
Just say you didn't listen. Don't be scared.
I didn't listen, but I don't understand what...
It was like a drug, the Kuminga subject, because we've beat it up and we've used it so much.
So, like, my name is Matt and I'm a Kuminga addict?
Yeah.
Something like that?
Yeah.
That sounds funny. What?
You had to be there. It was great. Yeah.
We got to talk about...
We got four. We got three. We can do it all, baby.
We can. But I want to stay on the Kuminga thing till the break, and then we got to get into the Niners.
Okay. 2-0.
I'm going to try to keep us a little more streamlined, if you don't mind.
But some people like when we veer off.
Yeah, but
I don't like missionary. Oh, we're going to do this, then we'll do that. Like, give me some excitement.
But if one thing I know, like, if we can streamline
the show.
But
control it because you're the quarterback. I'm the wide out. And if you fumble the snap, we're screwed. You know, I can do something. You tell me where to go, and I'm going to go, Steiny. But if that's what you want to do, I'm here, baby. Hop one.
No. Now I'm stuck.
Yeah, and I messed you up.
I'm totally stuck right now.
Go ahead, I'm excited,
this is,
no,
this
man.
Is where, like, and I'm going to, like, Evan's got a point, and Hegan's got a point.
What did they say?
You know, sometimes we pop around, pop, 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 and we don't immerse ourselves in something deeper. And
I didn't hear that. They didn't say that to me.
The Higgins never said anything to you like, you guys were all over the place today.
Well, yeah, he has in the past.
Yeah, that's like I don't think he's talking about a great show.
When they walk us out, they're walking you and I out. You know what I mean? So let's do it. However, you don't look back. Let's go. And don't second guess yourself. You call a play, let's go. So right. I shouldn't have said anything to your point about, you know what, I want to be more streamlined. Let's do it.
All right, let's do it. Let's get into the 49ers.
All right.
And there's one guy that I want to get it into, and and I have to bring Evan in here. We're talking about
why.
Because the conversation
is already in here.
The conversation is nuanced, and it's about Christian McCaffrey and if he is back in prime form.
Oh, the run. Okay,
that's it. Like, is he? You know, is he the player he was 2 years ago? Are we happy with how he's come back? Because he's the player we remember him as. So, Evan, if I say, and I'll ask you too, Goo.
Yeah, but go ahead, because he was on with Shasky.
Well, that's kind of why. That's kind of why.
Phenomenal conversation.
Because it's nuanced.
Yeah.
Is Christian McCaffrey, how do I want to put it? Because that's important too. Christian McCaffrey back to being Christian McCaffrey, Evan? He's all the way back, right?
I haven't seen it yet.
Okay. What are you looking for?
Looking for him to break one.
Okay.
His longest carry is like 13 yards.
All right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That's fair.
Okay. And I would say to that,
Guru,
what I'm looking for right now, and I hear Evan, is can he handle the load? And he showed right out the gate, 31 touches, that he was healthy, and then 19 just this past weekend. So went to James Logan High, started, that's 50 touches in two games. I'm curious to see what happens this week against Arizona. But I will say to Evan's point, and the fans out there, and this might be unfair, I'm not mad, but I've noticed he's had a bigger impact in the passing game this year. And he's had it in the past, but never to where I felt like it superseded him running between the tackles. And that, Evan, could also be, just chime in if you can, on the offensive line. But I'm with you on, I don't know what I'm seeing, but there's something. But he's catching the rock.
So he's got 35 rushes and 15 catches, 7.5 a game, a small sample size, but maybe he's more of a passing, you know, he's getting more catches receiving the ball. Is that a way to moderate the physicality that he experiences? Is it less risky to catch a pass than to run? Than to run the ball. You know what I mean?
For a guy that, you know,
In other words, if they start throwing to him more and more and more and more, is it...
That's easier than running the rocks
okay,
down.
Okay, so it's a way to preserve
guys.
Him a little
no
bit.
No doubt. But he's averaging 3.5 on the ground, 35 carries. And to Evan's point, Stoney, his longest run is 13 yards. But, you know, again, he's effective and he's a threat just when he's out there. But that's interesting, Evan said that. But I'm watching two games and I'm like, especially watching the game again, like Dibs against the Saints, I'm like, this dude's crazy in the passing game. And now he's downfield catching the rock, you know, doing it. So I love it, but I do wonder if we're going to see another game rushing the ball where he's under 20 carries. And is that by design? I don't know.
I mean, 20 carries, that's pretty many for a running back today in the NFL. So, like, even though 19, what did he? Oh, no, he had 13, but he had 19 overall touches against the Saints.
Stoney, 13.
But maybe.
That's light.
Well.
I'm not saying it was a bad 13. I'm just saying that's light.
But isn't that what we want? We want a light workload for McCaffrey during the season, and we want him ready for the postseason.
Well, but to me, again, this is just me, Stoney, I question, are you so sure that a light load with McCaffrey is going to get you to what you're preserving him for?
Well, they're 2-0.
Yeah, no. But game one, he touched it 31 times.
Right, and maybe he backed off game two because he thought that was too many.
I can't remember if he was asked that, Kyle, in his presser, or is it one of those things, Donnie? Like, I won't be shocked either way, but it's just something I'm watching.
But the other thing is, if he's being used more in the passing game, is that an acknowledgement by Shanahan and the 49ers that they do think he's maybe lost a little bit of his burst or that they are concerned about injury?
Yeah.
So I want to get into McCaffrey and kind of where he is and what.
When you watch him, do you feel like do you see a little step slower? Like, you know, with
I think
the
great, a step, this is kind of, this is exactly what I wanted to talk.
I don't see a step yet. But I know what Evans, I kind of feel what he's, but Christian might get on this microphone and be like, you fool, it ain't blocking for me.
Yeah, I don't.
That burst that he has.
I don't know that he doesn't have it right now. I mean, I think he looks pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty darn good. This Sunday, your tailgate destination is Laughing Monk Brewing in Sunnyvale. Our pregame show starts at 10 o'clock with Lorenzo Neal and Evan Giddings. We'll have games on in the parking lot, great food, great drinks, and it's your place to watch all the early games. They start at 10 o'clock. If you're going to the game, come on by before you go to the stadium and join us for a pregame party, and then you can take the shuttle back and forth to the stadium for just $25. Go to 957thegame.com and click on the kickoff show link to get your spot on the shuttle now. Laughing Monk Brewing, 1235 Oakmead Parkway, right near the stadium is where we'll be. That segment also sponsored by Ceramani Ford.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.